Rob DeWalt, stay here for just a moment.
I will.
We want to talk to Linda Siegel, who joins us for today's ultimate legislative update.
All right. Good morning, Mary Charlotte.
So this is it.
Well, this is the last full day, and the legislature adjourns at noon tomorrow. So it's going to be a long, long night, I suspect.
Any update, first of all, on the College of Santa Fe?
Well, yes. Nothing's happened. The bill has not been heard in Senate Finance, that important bill that Representative Varela was carrying to allow a university to take over the College of Santa Fe. So today, Mayor Koss is actually holding a rally at 10 o'clock to talk about freeing that bill up.
And so there is still some possibility of that happening. Bills that have been signed, the historic death penalty repeal was signed. What else has been signed and vetoed?
Well, actually, about 20 bills have gone up and been signed by the governor and one vetoed. The bills signed include some education bills and some domestic violence bills, a tribal collaboration bill. So the bill that's been vetoed was one to split pre-K money between CYFD and PED.
That's a lot of letters there. Pre-K, CYF. Anyway. Open conference bill.
Yes, now that's a bill that's been tried for many, many years, and finally it has passed both the Senate and the House and is on the way to the governor. Now, there is a little clause in it that doesn't quite make it as open as some people would like to say, because it says, unless otherwise provided by House and Senate rule, all meetings will be open and public. So if the Senate or House wants to close it, they still can. But it's a step forward.
Now, there's a drug donation bill?
Yes, that's another piece of legislation that's been introduced before, and it's important because a lot of people get drugs prescribed, and then they don't use them. They die, they can't use them, or the drug doesn't work. And what happens to those drugs? They just get thrown away. And this is a bill that actually exemplifies two warring factions in the legislature, the trial lawyers and the pharmaceutical companies, both which are very powerful. And that bill was almost passed through, but the pharmaceutical companies got a clause on it that would exempt them from any liability. The trial lawyers found that out, came in, and now they're trying to rip that clause off. So what's going to happen is the bill is probably going to die.
And so basically the pharmaceutical industry wants pills thrown into the river or a landfill, and trial lawyers would like them to go into people's bodies.
Well, yeah, that's sort of it.
Sorry, it's too early. Linda Siegel, what else? What's New Mexico? Is there something about stem cell research? I thought that was a national issue.
Well, it is, but that bill has been tried also a couple of times, but we have a stem cell research bill that would allow research at our universities, probably just UNM, and that bill is on the floor of the House, and it is a Senate bill, so that could be a lively debate today. We've got several controversial bills on both the House and Senate floor, that kids bill that we've talked about for the tax increment
development district.
Yes, that's going to be on the floor of the House too,
and that has become quite controversial since some articles and editorials were written about it as being something that gives a whole lot of tax money to real estate development companies. What are the chances of passage at this point?
Well, the last time I talked to the people working on it, they think they might have the votes to kill it on the floor of the House, but you never know in this legislature.
Linda Siegel, what else are you working on?
Well, I'm just going to be planning on staying awake tonight when the Senate will probably be going on the floors. I've got a good health care whistleblower act that protects healthcare employees if they do reveal unsafe practices or violations of the law. Hopefully that'll be heard in the wee hours tonight.
Linda Siegel, I want to thank you for being with us Monday, Wednesday, and Friday for the last 2 months. You've done a wonderful job, and we hope to have a legislative wrap-up when this is all over and after the KSFR fund drive is over as well.
All right. It's a pleasure, Mary Charlotte. Thank you.
Thank you, Linda. And thank you, Rob DeWalt, for being with us here on the Santa Fe Radio Cafe.
Enjoyed it, as always. Next time I'll bring pickles without corn syrup, I promise.
It's not clear whether these have corn syrup. We're going to have to do a taste test after the show is over. You've been listening to the Santa Fe Radio Cafe. My name is Mary Charlotte. KSFR streams live on the web at ksfr.org. You can email me at the email radiocafe@ksfr.org or leave a message at 428-1528. We are podcasting at the website santafe.radiocafe.org, where you can hear the show whenever you want, thanks to Santa Fe's .foil computer services, and you can subscribe to the show on iTunes. And I was talking to a friend yesterday, and I said, oh, you can listen to my podcast. She goes, oh, I don't know how to do that. That's pretty complicated. I said, you go to the site, and you click on where it says play show. And she does it. And I was like, oh, that wasn't really that hard. Thanks to Mary Lynn LeBlanc for engineering today. Stay tuned for the BBC, followed by local news by KSFR's award-winning news team. And after that, Jazz a la Carta, broadcasting from the Santa Fe Baking Company. My name is Mary Charlotte. Next week, ladies and gentlemen, get out your checkbook, your credit card, and your good heart and make a contribution to the KSFR Fun Drive. Going to have some of my best programs ever on the program and some of our favorite guests and people who are coming in and out of the cafe and in and out of the radio station. It's a crazy and wonderful time of year, and it's a time when we really rely on the community to step up. So that means you. We'll see you next week. Have a wonderful weekend, and hasta la vista, Rob DeWalt.
Hasta la vista.
Ciao.